Have you ever tried an online dating service? I know that some people are pretty leery about it, and in many cases, it's gaining a lot more acceptance. I think you still got to be a little cautious, but nonetheless, it's kind of like marketing yourself, too. How do you do it? Well, Kate Houston is president and founder of TrySweetTalk.com. It's kind of like a profile writing service for online daters. Kate, how are you this afternoon?
I'm very good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What's the first thing you tell people?
What's the first thing I tell people? I tell them to proofread. Proofread their profiles. I've seen a lot of mistakes.
The most, I guess, innocent typo could really change how you're trying to sell yourself.
Very much. There are a couple that I find really funny. I saw one the other day that said, looking for an intelligent man, and intelligent is spelled G-A-N-T.
Oh, good.
So that's kind of unfortunate. I've seen other ones. This one I've actually seen a few times. If you like my profile, send me a massage.
We can all use a massage.
My guess is that's what they want, but it might not be what they want to write.
Yeah, no kidding. But proofread, I mean, that's great advice. But still, I think that a lot of people that get into the dating game have probably been out of the dating game for a while. And
yeah.
It's tough to do that.
Yeah. Well, for those people, I think there are a lot of people, you know, I've got a marketing background, and for us, packaging is everything. And I think a lot of people are really shy about taking their picture or getting their picture taken. So they'll take something with a cell phone just by themselves. I would suggest that no matter how uncomfortable you are, get a friend to take your picture, go out, have fun, have a few drinks, get the picture taken when you're feeling comfortable.
I've taken my own picture with a cell phone, and it usually looks more like something you'd see in a mugshot.
It's really bad.
Than a portrait.
Not a good message.
Another
mistake I've seen online, and again, it could just be because somebody, you know, is not comfortable getting their picture taken, but I've seen the one where you have a picture of somebody standing next to somebody else, and the other person's head has been torn off. Like, ooh, well, ow.
Especially if it's a member of the, what does that say, right?
Well, I think it says issues.
Do you think that people are kind of reluctant to market themselves that way? Yeah, you might put more time and effort into trying to sell a used car than you would yourself.
Well, I think, you know what, a friend of mine was telling me the other day that she knows somebody who owns an ad agency himself, and I know this guy, he has a writer's background, but apparently she saw his profile online, it's terrible. I think when we do our own stuff, it's hard. You're self-conscious, so you don't necessarily sell yourself very well, or you might oversell yourself, which is also a problem.
Probably, yeah, just as you a little too much sizzle, and it probably comes off more than a little disingenuous.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, other than the proofreading, I mean, should you have somebody help you out on this? I mean, even have a friend, a close friend, somebody you could be comfortable doing this with?
Well, I'm the first person to say yes.
Uh-huh.
That's what I do for a living. But yeah, I definitely think that you can get help from friends, from family, me.
Yeah.
But my biggest tip, if you're going to do it yourself, is find out from the people who love you, what it is about you that makes you special and that makes you different, and then write that way. Like, be very careful not to use cliches or platitudes. I mean, things like young at heart, that sounds apologetic for your age. Love sunsets, everybody does. Loves to laugh, I mean, who doesn't? You know, so just avoid the cliches. Anecdotes are good.
Gotta say, I've never really thought of it that way, but that's not bad advice. Kate, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you a plug for your website. It's trysweet.com, is that right?
Trysweettalk2ts.com.
Okay. Hey, thanks for doing this. A great conversation.
Well, this was fun.
Thank you.
Good luck now. Bye.